Welcome back to the Big Fat Quiz. Of everything, our next round is all about science and technology. Puffing Billy is the name of the world's oldest surviving locomotive. It travelled at 5 miles per hour and is still being used today by Southern Rail. The first contraceptive pill was made by synthesizing hormones from yams, because, of course, you can't get a yam pregnant, and I should know. It wasn't until a year after we landed on the moon that American Bernard Sardo patented the first wheeled suitcase, and it's revolutionized the way Saudi Arabian agents remove the dismembered bodies of dissident journalists from embassies in Turkey. OK, are you ready for some more questions? It's science and technology. Question number one. Take a look at this clip from Tomorrow's World in 1969. All I want to know is, what are they talking about?
Da-da-dit, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-di-dit.
Di-di-di-da, di-da, di-da, da-di.
Di-di-da, da-da-di, da-da-di.
Which is quite enough of debt.
They were talking about something to come?
Forget the Tomorrow's World thing. What were they talking about there? Next, it's over to the Sky Night presenter, Dr. Maggie, everyone.
Hi, Jimmy. Dr. Maggie here. Now, I co-host a programme called The Sky at Night because I have a lifelong passion with science and the technology that lets us explore the universe. But it's an invention close to home that I want to ask your teams about. In 1826, a chemist called John Walker created a revolutionary new product that we still use today. He called them friction lights. But can the teams tell me what they're known as now?
So what was invented in 1826 by John Walker and they're called friction lights?
Yeah, Twinny. Or not. And then Roisin said the answer I was going to say to her. That is mental.
Have you written it down, though?
No. I'll write it. What was the answer? Oh, yeah.
Question number three in this round. Back in the early 1970s, this diagram garnered worldwide attention. It was called the Pioneer Plaque. What I want to know is, who is it for?
Looks like the treatment for naked attraction.
Filmed in this very studio, I would add.
Are they going to do a celeb version?
Huh?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I'd do it. I would love to be on Celeb Naked Attraction. That's what I'm waiting for. My best features are hidden.
What is your best feature, in your opinion?
I have a textbook vagina, and it's stunning. And I gotta get it out, like, in the next 18 months. I don't know where. It's gonna hit a wall one day.
Question four. Take a look at this clip from an episode of Dispatches. All I want to know is, what are these people talking about?
I was so amazed and I was so excited with it. We just received it then.
Whatever your interests are, there's something on here for everybody.
I love it. I love it personally, definitely on a night time.
We first opened the box up, like Pandora's box to me.
What OK, year so it? What are Ant and Dec's parents talking about?
What year was it?
It was the year 2000, but it was the Northeast.
Oh, well, you fucked us then, because we thought it was older than that.
No,
that could still be whatever you're thinking. It could still
be
that.
I'm in Northeast.
Yeah.
And finally, in this round, it's a science. Say what you see. So all you've got to do is say what you see. Don't say it out loud. Just say what you see. Here it is.
What's that? Fence. On the trick fence.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's the beginning. Shut That's the first bit. But I don't know what the rest is.
Oh, the tension in here.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
OK, all right, so, answers, everyone. I showed you a clip from Tomorrow's World in 1969. I just wanted to know, what were they reporting on? Did you get it?
We put Morse code, and then I wrote, Nish is cool, cos I felt like it.
And I agreed.
So you got one right.
For us, it was a toss-up between Morse code and binary code.
What have you got there? You got
Morse code about a new M&S opening.
Let's not get into the specifics, but Morse code, you all get a point.
Yeah.
Dr. Maggie from the Sky at Night asked you what friction lights were. Did you know?
Matches.
Matches.
Oh, we don't know. And then candles, street lamp. Matches, of course.
1826, so you think candles might have been invented?
I put we don't know, and OT, with pride got the better of her. She wanted to put something down.
And
she
then
wrote
put
candles,
something, anything,
lamp.
Anything.
Matches. Points, no points. OK, I showed you a diagram from the early 70s. Who was it for? Nish, Catherine, you've gone with...
St- Students.
Students.
You thought that was for students?
Yeah, yeah. Just to how to, like, wave at each other when you're both nude.
That bloke's belly looks like a crocodile with its tongue hanging out for his mouth.
Who did you think it was for?
Well, again, we started with We Don't Know, and then it struck me, is that the thing they show if aliens visit us? Is that the thing to explain civilization to aliens?
That's the right answer. We sent it into space for aliens so that they could identify. So it's us on the right. It's us just to tell us what we look like. And then on the left, it's a close-up of the anus we want them to probe. Roisin, did you get this?
Yeah, Roisin took the lead on this one.
What'd you say?
Dodgy Ian and the Boner Boys.
What I would argue is we don't know what the aliens are called. So there could, you know, who's to say there's not an alien called Ian? And his mates all the boners.
Okay, so aliens, you get a point there. Well done, Oti and Rob. I showed you a clip from an episode of Dispatches from the year 2000. I asked you what they were talking about. What did you think?
This was a big swing from me. I thought it might be Freeview, like Freeview, the Freeview box for your telly.
Spoke about
no. What did you think?
We went for everything.
We were computer. I thought it was CFAX, but that wouldn't be 2000. That was way back in the 80s, wasn't it?
I mean, it feels like you're very, very close with computer laptop. What have you got?
Internet.
Correct answer.
Oh. What? In 2000?
Okay. Finally, I asked you to say what you saw. Did you get this?
Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Ryan. Absolutely smash this out of the park.
Well, I think a lot of us got stuck on pub, but that's an in, Jimmy.
Yes,
and
it is.
Dyson Invent Bagless Hoover.
And Roisin smashed it for our team as well, which is doing nothing for gender stereotypes at all.
Okay, so Dyson Invents Bagless Hoover.
Nice.
I think I think half a point, because you got most of it. Dyson Bagless Hoover. You can get half a point.
Thank you.
You very much.
Can we get half a point for computer, laptop, everyone, so that makes a full point, and then we'll...
I like your style,
yes.
OT.
Yes, you can, OT. Yeah. Yes, you may. You may have two half points at points.
Thank you.
But only because you're the nicest.
Thank you.
OK, time for a bonus round now. This is the part of the show where I introduce a mystery guest. All you need to do is tell me who they are, but you can only ask them yes or no questions. Please welcome our mystery guest. OK, so we can only ask yes or no questions.
Did you win something?
No.
Did you go viral?
Yes.
Are you on television? Are you famous for being on television?
Yes.
Are you the child that crawled into the background in that interview on the news? You've had growth hormones and you've really shot up.
Yeah, that was 2017 that happened.
Never know.
Did you tweet something?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Was it when you was little?
Yes.
Were you a baby when it happened?
Yes.
It was filmed, the thing she's famous for. You've got the TV, you've got the baby. 1997 is the year. Went viral more recently.
Was it about somebody biting someone's finger?
Charlie bit my finger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it that?
Famously, two boys.
Wait, are you the girl?
Well, you've got to write it down. If you think you know the answer, just write it down.
I know that face.
Oh, my giddy lord, you've got it. Press done. Press done. Now lean over it so they can't see.
You lean over it.
No one else has written anything. You two have to guess. Write down your answers.
Jimmy, move it on.
I'm moving it on. Okay. Let's have a quick look at the answers that you have.
We've got an answer, and I think it's correct.
Okay. Rob and Roisin, what have you got?
Whatever Rob and Oti put. I don't think you can say that's wrong.
Okay. What have you got, Nish and Catherine?
Teletubby Sunshine Baby.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
My God! 3 points all round! Well done, Pete!
But she saw that!
Rob and Oti, you put what? Sorry?
Well, yes, in Rob and Oti was the one who got it right. She was the one who knew
Oti?
It.
So the face of the sun and the Teletubby. Yeah.
Can you please tell us who you are and what you're famous for?
My name's Jessica and I was the baby in Teletubbies. Yeah.
Let's take a look at you in action.
You do look similar.
I mean, she's the same person.
Yeah,
but she's not had a ton of work done.
Oh, yeah. Did your parents send you in and had you laugh for an audition?
It was my mum had took me into the hospital to be weighed, and it was the same day the producers had been in and forwarded names for like Smiley Baby. So
yeah. That's amazing.
So they took you into the hospital to weigh you, and then yes. you got the part. So yes. it's like. Isn't that awful?
Well, they're weighing actresses, very young.
Yeah. They're going, oh, she's OK, she's £8. If she'd be £10, they would have gone, no, it's too big.
My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty.